Excuse me, goddess. Did you happen to drop this? No? Then it must have been a part of some universal plan, and I'm blessed to be talking with you. Since you did not flip your braids or tell me to talk to the hand like it's 1996 again, let me cut to the chase and be 100 on this cold September day. When was the first time a man like me told a woman like you, I don't just want to take you on a date. I want to have a lifetime of unforgettable experiences. By the chocolate chip smile on your face, I would assume that I'm the first and only brother in this race. Now, I've not been blessed by the divine to see into the future, but when I look into your eyes, I can see that your bed has been lonely this past spring and summer. And it is because many men have been intimidated by your wit, your ambition, and your confidence. But I'm not surprised by this. Oh no, not at all. Because how can a mortal comprehend the genesis and revelation of a goddess? Even with a lifetime's worth of eternity, they could not understand how your physical goes beyond your roots and your toes. Even with a lifetime's worth of eternity, they could not understand how your physical goes beyond the roots and your toes. Even with a lifetime worth of eternity, they could not travel beyond the horizons of your eyes and see the pastures that graze by the shorelines of your melanin mind. But even in a pandemic, we work together like R&B. Even in a pandemic, we work together like hip and hop. Even in a pandemic, we work together like words and poetry. I don't apologize for being upfront. I just wanted to break the iced coffee with you and tell you that if you're ready, our little home where the roses always grow down by the river is waiting for you. Seductions and Revolutions.